presidential press conference today. Royal monitored it. Royal, pretty much dull. Just same old, same old.
No fireworks today.
Same old, same old. What do you think?
What talking about Scooter now.
Oh, Scooter? Yeah. Oh.
But I saw Helen Thomas ask a question. I thought she retired.
She retired from AP or UPI or something like that, but she's still out there. You know, I used to call her the hag. But when I went to the White House Christmas party one year, she took Donna and me under our wing like a craggy old aunt and started showing us around the White House. And she said, now this is the green room. And she'd tell us all the things that are, this is the red room. This is the state dining. And she was, I mean, she was just the perfect aunt or grandma that was, and so I can't call her the hag anymore.
Good, because I love her.
Left wing bitch, maybe. I'm sorry. No, but she was just so sweet. So, by the way, I'm going on vacation next week. And I do not want to go. Tomorrow will be on the last. You know, I get 5 weeks a year. I don't take 5 weeks a year of vacation.
That's dumb.
Well, I turn them into working vacations. Like a month ago when I was in Tucson, I'm on vacation. We turned it into a working vacation. Then 2 weeks after that, I go to San Francisco for a week. I take you, Belinda. We turn that into a working vacation. I'm so dedicated to my craft, I try to stay on the air. Next week, however, I'll be out of touch. And I am very concerned, Belinda, that I am going to leave town without having done, you know, without having stirred the pudding with media myrmidons at least one more time.
Oh, you've got plenty of time to do that.
Today and tomorrow, I have an hour today. Do you know, when was it, Royal? Was it earlier this week that I made the offhand comment about George Soros sleeping with David Brock?
I don't recall that.
Well, it went by really quick, and I followed it with, just kidding. But I thought for sure the media myrmidons would have their tape recorders running. I just knew by the middle of the afternoon. Bortz alleges blah, 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 blah. And they'd print a picture of me, and here's the email address. Rah, 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 rah. And here's the email address of his boss. Rah, rah, demand that this stop. Rah, 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 rah. It didn't work. And then today, I'm going to repeat what I had to say today, okay? And that is, maybe this will do it, ladies and gentlemen, because you're not going to know whether I'm serious or not. I could be just yanking media myrmidons' chains. Or I could be serious about this, because I am a self-admitted social Darwinist. I believe in survival of the fittest. I believe we have too many unfit running around. I think we ought to get rid of these scooters, these electric scooters that fat people ride in. Make them walk. It'll thin out the herd in more ways than one. Anyway. The Optimum Population Trust, a United Kingdom-based think tank, has released a report saying growth in Britain's birth rate is having an adverse impact on an adverse impact on the environment. The report's author, Professor John Guillebaud, says the government should formulate regulations to force people to stop at two children or have one less child, like, you know, kind of like China. Two children. That's all. You know, maybe he has a point. Maybe less British people would be. Anyway, I have an idea for Great Britain. I have suggested this idea for this country, but I can't get any takers. Get rid of those little blinking red lights and stop signs on school buses. Okay? You know, with most other animals in the animal kingdom, you know, little baby lions, little baby tigers, little baby bears, after a while, the mother starts nudging them out of the desk. The nest, they got to get out there. They got to fight. They got to roll around. They got to climb over the rocks. They got to get hurt. And the ones with the survival instincts make it. The ones without the survival instincts don't. And if it wasn't that way, we would be up to our ass in black bears. So get those stoplights off the school buses. Rescind those laws. And when those kids get off the school buses, the fittest will get home. And we'll start weeding them out that way. What are we teaching these kids? We're not teaching them any survival skills by putting those signs on school buses. What do they learn? I step out in the street, everybody's supposed to stop. I know. And then one day they're not on a school bus, they're on a municipal bus. They step off, they step in front of traffic, blammo, greasy spot, front bumper. Because they thought the traffic was going to stop for them. Uh-uh, it doesn't. Only when you're in that stupid loser cruiser. Take off the red lights. Let's get Darwin back in the equation here, folks. That'll take care of some of this overpopulation. We won't die. We won't harm the environment as much. What do you think, Royal? You think that'll do it? You don't. You think that's weak. That's not going to get the media myrmidons going?
Nah.
It's not, huh? How about David Brock is the illegitimate son of Vince Foster and Hillary Clinton?
Now you're on the right track.
Okay. Dave Brock is the illegitimate bastard child of Hillary Clinton and George Soros. How's that?
Look, don't try to impress me.
I did enough of that yesterday.